Ezekiel chapter 10. And I looked, and behold, in the expanse that was over the head of the cherubim, there appeared above them, as it were, a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. And he spoke unto the man clothed with linen, and said, Come in between the wheels, under the cherub, and fill the hollow of thy hands with coals of fire from between the cherubim, and scatter them over the city. And he went in my sight. And the cherubim stood on the right side of the house when the man went in, and the cloud filled the inner court. And the glory of Jehovah mounted up from the cherub, and came over the threshold of the house. And the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of Jehovah's glory. And the sound of wings of the cherubim was heard to the outer court, as the voice of the Almighty God when he speaketh. And it came to pass, when he had commanded the man clothed with linen, saying, Take fire from between the wheels, from between the cherubim. Then he went in, and stood beside the wheel. And the cherub stretched forth his hand from between the cherubim unto the fire that was between the cherubim. And he took and put it into the hands of him that was clothed with linen, who took it and went out. And there appeared in the cherubim the form of a man's hand under their wings. And I looked, and behold, four wheels beside the cherubim, one wheel beside one cherub, and another wheel beside another cherub. And the appearance of the wheels was as the look of a chrysolite stone. And as for their appearance, they four had one likeness, as if a wheel were in the midst of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides. They turned not as they went, but to the place whither the head looked, they followed it. They turned not as they went. And their whole body, and their backs, and their hands, and their wings, and the wheels, were full of eyes round about, in them four and their wheels. As for the wheels, they were called in my hearing Galgal. And every one had four faces. The first face was the face of a cherub, and the second face the face of a man, and the third face of a lion, and the fourth face of an eagle. And the cherubim mounted up. This was the living creature that I saw by the river Kebar. And when the cherubim went, the wheels went beside them. And when the cherubim lifted up their wings to mount up from the earth, the same wheels also turned not from beside them. When they stood, these stood, and when they mounted up, these mounted up with them, for the spirit of the living creature was in them. And the glory of Jehovah departed from over the threshold of the house, and stood over the cherubim. And the cherubim lifted up their wings, and mounted up from the earth in my sight, when they went out. And the wheels were beside them, and they stood at the door of the east gate of Jehovah's house. And the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. This is the living creature that I saw under the God of Israel by the river Kebar, and I knew that they were cherubim. Each one had four faces, and every one four wings, and the likeness of the hands of a man was under their wings. And as for the likeness of their faces, they were the faces which I had seen by the river Kebar, their appearance and themselves. They went every one straight before them.